Okay, let me take you now to an African hair salon in Vienna, Austria, where we track down a throat singer from Tuva, north of Mongolia. I know, a bunch of seemingly unrelated nouns there. Throat singing, African hair salon, Vienna, Mongolia. It makes sense, though, when the singer in question is Senko Namchilak.
Right now, I am sitting at the hairstyling salon, African hairstyling salon. As you see, I'm having always cornrow.
Oh, really?
African extension, yeah.
Senko Namchilak is one of a kind. In her speaking voice there, you can even hear that buzz, that resonance that allows her body to make the sounds we in the West generically call throat singing. Raw and unfiltered, that's the voice of Senko Namchilak. She can go from that buzz to volumes more adapted to primal scream therapy. And most recently, this is how she's adapted her style of throat singing. Your music has evolved so much. If you were to do throat singing back in Tuva, would Tuvans recognize it as their music?
Maybe they will recognize it and say, oh yes, it's kind of modern interpretation of our traditional singing. I am not singing clearly traditional music. I'm using it in a mixture of Asian scales and some kind of traditional Afro-American blues and soul scales, you know, for this kind of type music.
I mean, we really hear that in this song. I heard it and I thought you sounded like Billie Holiday. Did anybody else notice that?
No. I have my goddess singers I love and I like to listen. From my childhood, the first I discovered was Ima Sumac, and then I discovered, of course, Ella Fitzgerald and Miriam Makeba, and then Billie Holiday, and then later on, of course, Tina Turner, singers like this, you know, or Amy Winehouse. So they are all my favorite singers. I would like to listen always.
Senko's latest album is out this week. It's called Like a Bird or Spirit, Not a Face. For it, she teamed up with a Tuareg rock band from Mali, Tenariwen. The Tuva-Timbuktu connection produced striking results. Senko says the most memorable thing for her was hearing Tenariwen's insistently soft rhythms and voices.
When they start to play and sing very soft, you know, very, very soft voice and singing, it's like, yeah, it's very interesting effect. It's like they start to look inside your memory, inside of memory of each person or people around, or human beings, you know. They're like, how to say, they're inside of listeners, you know.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting counterpoint to you because you are all about the power of the voice.
Yeah, but I was thinking very much about it, and I just discovered that I'm just on outside like this. You know, I'm just a loud one.
And on
you know,
the inside?
Loud, open, la-la-la-la, very kind of expressive singer. But it doesn't mean I'm having power, you know, yet, you know. They show something very silent, very soft, but so strong, you know. I just got really a message with this.
My conversation with Senko as she waited for her appointment in the African salon in Vienna was soon to come to an end. She was about to be called to take a chair and have her cornrows done, but first she wanted to sing.
Okay, that's it.
Wow, that was fantastic. You're in a salon in Vienna. What did the what did the hairdressers think when they saw you singing?
I don't know. What do you think? Do you like it? You heard I'm singing, no? Yeah, she
excellent.
Likes it.
All right.
You see how she's answering? Very tender.
Yeah, very
soft,
tender.
You know?
Well,
yeah.
Have a great appointment, Senko Namchilak.
Thank you very much.
You're right.
Those cornrows ended up looking pretty good. Senko sent us a selfie. You can check it out at PRI.org. Thank you.